Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. By the way, we're broadcasting out there in the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. And by the way, their website is GCNlive.com, where you can hear me streaming over there as well. And we also are broadcasting to numerous Salem media stations in some of the biggest radio markets across the country. We appreciate them for doing that. And we're also broadcasting on leading independent stations all around the place, too. And we enjoy talking to America. And we enjoy having you talk to us, either through the chat room or via the phone or whatever. Now, an email, too, I might add. People have sent me email. And I try to get to the messages, but I can't get to all of them. There's just way too many most of the time. Anyway, we also broadcast to great radio stations all across America, on the Internet and around the world, too, because we're streaming on all those stations, as well as GCNlive.com. We're over on my flagship stations, AM860, AM930, The Answer, here in Tampa, as well as Sarasota. And, of course, we're up on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite, and my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel. Speaking of jet fuel, how about the people up there in Atlanta listening to us at the Delta airport facility there for Delta Airlines, as well as the pilots, and same thing for American Airlines down there in Dallas-Fort Worth. And, yep, you guys want to get in the act, so there you go. So hello to Delta, hello to American. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And don't forget, you can also find us on MeWe and Gab and Getter and Truth Social and on X at Captain's America and the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook, it's Denise Simon. Good morning.
Yay!
78 degrees now, so cloudy sky is going to be a lot of rain today in our area. Now, I got a question for you, Denise. You ready?
Yes, sir.
What the hell took place in Philadelphia last night with all these young people out on the street just tearing stores apart? And it was more like a, I don't know if you want to call it being ransacked or whatever, but it was
looted.
Yeah, there you go. What was going on?
Well, apparently, it has been suggested that because some police officer was not being charged and he got let off on some kind of a something or other, this was in response to that. So now we have a youth version of BLM, as I guess I'm seeing it. And what's disturbing here is this is a coordinated thing, and they know what kids are part of this orbit, this criminal orbit, and then they're told or already groomed on how to respond. And how to respond is to go after the Lululemon store, the Apple store, and so forth. So it tells us that, you know, law enforcement is going to have to change up their tactics and or become more aggressive on their tactics. But I will say this. You know, years ago, and I've mentioned this on your show a couple of times, I did a ride-along with a lieutenant with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department.
Yep.
And one of the very, in fact, the very first question I asked him is, what's the biggest problem that they deal with or that needs to be fixed? And before I could really finish the question, he came out and said, the juvenile justice system, because it's collapsed. We let all these juveniles go, and they learn early on how to finesse the law. And these judges, you know, they help that situation. So when you hear, you know, like on Fox when they talk about you know, the criminal wave going across the United States, and they try and break down things that happen like in Philadelphia or Portland or Seattle or wherever, every one of them misses the boat, because it's the juvenile justice system that is broken. And as these kids get older, become young adults, they already know the system.
Okay, Eric's chiming into the chat room. I can't quite look at the message just yet, but Kyle, what do you think?
Well, certainly, Denise, you know, this wave of crime and the organized, well, I guess what they're calling also organized retail theft is causing stores like Target to shut down in certain cities. You've got Portland now. We've got 200 businesses at least in Portland going on strike, for lack of a better term, because they can't, they're not safe. The city's not safe.
They're not.
To do business.
They're not.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that is unbelievable in this day and age in this country.
Yes, it is. Hold that thought, guys, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise and Kyle on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. And thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us talk this morning on a Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, going across the country and around the world on the Internet. Now, I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. It's spelled Geico, GEICO.com, their website. You can go over there and get a cost comparison for your insurance policy, whatever it is that you're driving right now, whether it's a car or a truck. Go over there and they will do just exactly that for you. They'll give you a rate right off the Internet. Now, if you want to get a live person, they can also tell you who the agent is and how you can go about doing that, and it's all very easy to do. Now, keep in mind, if you bundle the things that you own, like a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, along with your automobile insurance, you can save some money. But when you add to it your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy, then you're going to have major savings on your car insurance. Major savings. So, keep that in mind when you go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. .com. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer. Okay, in the meantime, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello.
Good morning.
And we have a caller, Bagam and Bob, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Bagam and Bob.
Yes, sir. Captain, want to talk about the Philadelphia experiment, being the Democratic Party taking over and ruining this city. And there's only one solution for Philadelphia and some of the other Democrats, and that is they have to take over. They have to declare martial law, go in, take over, take these people, get control of these cities, because that's the only thing they'll do. Otherwise, they're just going to disintegrate totally, and eventually chaos, mob rule, and what do they call it? Anyway, but they've got to do it. That's the only way they can do it, because they're just going to keep disintegrating. And I know the legal technicalities are there, but they've got to do it. It's just going to happen. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, Denise, go ahead.
Well, I have a curfew. I'm looking at the video right now of what happened in Philadelphia last night. We've got some woman with some kind of ridiculous thing on her head. She's put this thing on TikTok, I think. And she's pretty proud, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So she seems to be pretty happy and smiling, and yeah. And the people that are responding, people are commenting, are all in their same orbit. They're all laughing and
wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful. Okay, we have another caller here. Okay, is that you, Ian?
Yeah, Backyard and Bob's behind the curb. They've already descended into lawlessness, chaos, and mob rule. Where's he been? It's been going on for years. And here's the Achilles heel, why the whole system is rotten and corrupt. Because one word, and all of these people, including the Republicans, fold like tents, and that's racism. They cry racism, the magic word that's collapsing America, paralyzes people. That's why we can't get anything done. It's only going to get worse.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Yeah, he's got a point there.
I'm not going to argue with that one.
Nope. There's way too much of that going on. Okay.
It comes down to this. Not the police. It comes down to the DAs and
right.
to these judges. And quite frankly, we should absolutely remove their sovereign immunity to be sued.
Yep. Kyle, I know you got something on your mind. Go ahead.
Well, Denise, we saw a Newsweek article earlier that said basically it's the idea that has Russia somehow given the idea of what their terms of ending the war might be, but it's really nothing new. I was wondering if you could speak to it. Some Russian official talks about, well, we'd want Ukraine to be neutral, but Ukraine's always been neutral, and it can't be that simple that suddenly they would say, well, just be neutral, we'll stop this war. What do you think?
That's not a chance. Not a chance. So, you can't believe, I'm not even sure how people that work at the Kremlin or, you know, that are in power in Moscow can even trust each other, because there are so many lies and fabrications that come out of Moscow. You don't know where the truth is. And then they package this stuff up and then they put it out there, either in speeches or in, you know, press releases or in social media or whatever. So, I mean, you just can't. So, yeah. No. Russia was never punished for taking over Crimea, ever.
Yep.
And then, you know, in 2014, they started off in the Donbass, and they were never punished for that either. And that goes back to the Obama administration. He did nothing. And quite frankly, neither did Trump. So, anyway.
Okay, next topic, Kyle.
Well, Denise, let's turn to domestic politics here. We got we have the debate coming up from the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, on Wednesday evening. Donald Trump is not going to be there. Does this work in his favor overall, or does this keep him from being able to, you know, go out in the campaign trail and deal with opposition or tough questions? What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's going to affect him in the least. And I think that these other candidates could be pretty well resigned to the notion that, you know, he's so far ahead in the polls that there's really not a chance that any of them could get the nomination. So Here's another fascinating thing. Mark Thiessen, who is at the American Enterprise Institute and often writes for the Washington Post, and I'm trying to get my hands on it, but anything in the Washington Post is behind a paywall, and I'm not about to pay for a subscription. But anyway, he did an interesting investigation on Vivek Ramaswamy. Turns out that Ramaswamy was doing business with the Chinese Communist Party, with a company that was the very same one that Hunter Biden was doing business with. Now, that could come up tonight. That will be pretty interesting to hear, won't it?
Yeah,
indeed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because there's a connotation there then. You know, and so again, he'd have to clarify that. What were you doing? What was the purpose? And what are you doing now? I mean, yeah, that could be a real game changer for him.
And you know, in some states, you know, he polls very high, especially after the first debate. You know, he kind of shot up there. Now he's kind of leveled off, and now I think Nikki Haley is you know, her numbers have gone up. But
number two in New Hampshire.
Center stage is still Ron DeSantis. And Ron's not doing very well in New Hampshire at all. I think he's number five in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But understand something here. You know, these candidates, Mike Pence, he knows he doesn't stand a chance. Doug Burgum, he knows he doesn't stand a chance. Chris Christie, who'll be on the stage, he knows he doesn't stand a chance. But this is where people should be heard. And they will be heard. And that's what the process is about. And, you know, we choose to listen or not listen. So that's where we are.
Mm.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah, you're right. So 24 hours from now, we'll be talking about what happened in the debate. We'll get your take on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Asa Hutchinson didn't qualify. You know, there are a couple others out there that, you know, that are running that haven't qualified. So
mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
All righty, we'll talk to you tonight, kiddo, and we'll see you later. Maybe I'll let you know.
Sure.
And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, you will be right back with me with a military and veterans news segment. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with a lot more on this beautiful, wonderful, going to be rainy and wet Wednesday where I'm at. I hope it's going to be better where you are. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The federal probe into President Biden's handling of classified documents before taking office now extends to an examination of Obama-era security measures and White House procedures. Investigators, led by Special Counsel Robert Hur, have interviewed numerous witnesses, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, over the course of 9 months. They've questioned a wide range of former aides, from high-level advisors to executive assistants, and even one White House attorney. Sources present during interviews suggest instances of carelessness during Biden's vice presidency have been uncovered. Covered. And if you're looking for a job for the holidays, UPS is set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holiday season. The company's job portal advertises full and part-time roles, now offering a higher pay rate of $23 per hour. These positions are open nationwide, as stated by UPS in an official announcement. Visit jobs-ups.com for more information. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, sir. And we are back with our military and veterans news segment, brought to you, of course, by CV4A.org. That's Concerned Veterans for America. Find them online, CV4A.org. Go over there and join the organization. It doesn't cost you anything. You get quite a few benefits, and you'll be able to help them out in whatever way that you might be able to help them. That's what they're looking for, is volunteers, and they go to different events in different places. They have people that they need to have, like, manning tables and handing out brochures and banquets, pamphlets and whatnot at different banquet affairs and whatever, wherever they're at. So that's CV4A.org, Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. And we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, who now has put his helmet liner on, right? Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yeah.
All right, well, here we go. The first U.S. Abrams tanks pledged to the Ukraine have arrived in the country and are being prepared to be sent into battle fairly quickly. That could be a game changer right there. That alone could be a game changer.
Indeed, indeed.
What are your thoughts?
Well, exactly right. I mean, this changes the conditions on the battlefield, greatly. They also would have to, I think, have to contend with minefields. The Russians know they're coming with the tanks at some point, so I'm sure that there's all kinds of mines laid out like that.
Well, the sophistication of our tanks versus their tanks is not even close. We can dance around them and locate them in just about any type of weather condition with the onboard systems that are on the Abrams. And I just hope that the Ukrainian forces that are going to use them understand what it is they got their hands on.
Well, indeed. Well, through the training, hopefully they do determine how to use that.
Yeah, it's not just load a shell. It's not just load a shell in the chamber and then pull the trigger. It doesn't work that way with the big tanks, especially those. Now, President Joe Biden has told his Ukrainian counterpart, President Zelensky, that the United States will indeed provide a small number of long-range missiles to aid in the war with Russia. This comes from three U.S. officials and a congressional official familiar with the documentation and discussions that were held. Now, this is a big deal. This is another game changer. We don't know how many missiles we're talking about, but if they happen to take one of these missiles and send it into the outskirts of outskirts of Moscow, it could really, really up the ante.
Well, it really could, and it could force Putin's hand to some degree if he feels that there's this escalation happening. So this is a real standoff. You know, nobody's winning this war anytime soon, it seems like. So I think that the focus has to be, how do you get Ukraine to win? How do you drive Putin out? But how do you drive him out without having him take some other major countermeasure that all the Russians are talking about all the time, and that is tactical nuclear weapons?
Now, countries are buying the F-35 like it's going out of style, and Lockheed Martin, the manufacturer of this, is going to have a really, really tough time, in my opinion, of keeping up with the production demand. So here we go. Now, the strong demand for the Joint Strike Fighter means a production crunch is lurking. And this is coming from a top U.S. Air Force general who has said that expanding production could be a risky business for the industry, because what happens if all of a sudden they don't have money to pay for the stuff? What are they going to do? The United States can't subsidize everybody's defense budget, so they have the F-35s flying around now, can they?
No, one would think not.
So what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, you know, that's a very, very good question. I mean, if they can't meet the orders, then the orders are going to be pushed back for, who knows, for years. You know, but of course, having these fighters and having technology is the first step, hopefully, in deterrence. But if things actually do start up, that technology gets done away with pretty quickly, because it's hard to replace it very quickly. It's not like World War II.
No.
Right? Where Rosa the Riveter, you know, thankfully, was able to go in and build tanks and airplanes, and they churned these things out, you know, in an industrial fashion, and that's how you win wars. But if it takes a long time and a lot of money to put together these very, very, very sophisticated pieces of technology, well, you know, then they go down. It's hard to replace them.
Well, now we would have Kyle the Nail Pounder.
we'll stick with Rosie the Riveter. She did a pretty good job.
Yeah. Well, you could rivet too, I guess. You could rivet beside her. Okay, so what do you got on your list?
Well, all right, folks. Everybody loves dogs, you know. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But this, according to Military Times, Congress may create a medal to honor heroic military dogs. Military dogs that are killed in action or perform an exceptionally courageous act may be eligible to receive a new decoration thanks to a provision included in the House version of the annual defense bill in Congress. So this would be a great thing, right, to come out of a defense bill or spending and so forth. I don't think there's got to be bipartisan support for this.
Well, they have commendations for the animals. They have living commendations that they give them. They will give them a medal, and they'll give them for lack of a better word, certificate, but it's usually something a little bit more elaborate than that. But if they're doing this for animals that have died in the line of duty, I think that's even better. They should give them something a lot better, like maybe a gold plaque, something.
Representative Alyssa Slotkin, a Democrat out of Michigan, proposed the measure in Congress. She says, quote, service dogs are not equipment, unquote.
Nope.
And as she spoke to the Military Times, she added that her life was consistently protected by working dogs during her time in Iraq with the CIA. So she introduced this as an amendment to the House version of the 2024 Fiscal Year National Defense Authorization Act.
Well, that's a good thing, and we'll see where that goes, and I'm all in favor of that.
Yep. It's got to have bipartisan support, no doubt.
Okay, what's next?
All right, well, get this, Captain. It looks like South Korea went and they staged a large military parade, probably the largest that they've done in years, in order to sort of show off what they have. They marked the 75th anniversary of Armed Forces Day, that they commemorate founding the country's armed forces. And of course, whatever's happening in North Korea is very well monitored in South Korea, and South Korea, I guess, is showing this off because North Korea often does the same thing, but I guess turnabout is fair play here.
Correct. And Eric has chimed in with a very long dissertation in the chat room, and I can't even see the end of it here yet. But basically, he's saying that if countries want to buy the F-35, they're going to have to go along with our policies to get it.
Very interesting. That's a very interesting thing. I would have to check and see if that is a requisite.
Yeah, it's too long. I just looked at it. It's way too long for me to try to mention. I can't even get to the end of it scrolling down the list here. All right, keep going.
All right. Also, for Military Times, the Air Force has now awarded Northrop Grumman a $705 million contract to develop and test a high-speed air-to-ground weapon known as a stand-in attack weapon for the, get this, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
Hmm.
Northrop said on Monday its work on the second phase of the weapon, which is also referred to as an SIAR, S-I-A-W, will take place over the next 36 months in Northridge, California, right here in California, as the company's missile integration facility, and the company's missile integration facility at Allegheny Ballistics Laboratory in West Virginia. So that's pretty interesting. Again, this is a new air-to-ground weapon that would be launched.
By the way, Fred in Fort Lauderdale, as we go to break, is saying, Captain, how many days until the Russians destroy any and all of these Abrams tanks? What is the cost of this target practice? Well, first of all, if they've trained these guys right and they use the instrumentation and the computer systems that are in there, they aren't going to destroy these tanks. We're going to destroy their tanks if they use them right.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In today's troubled world, our USA Armed Forces stand ready to protect you, your family, and our American way of life. When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Operators are standing by to answer questions about making a tax-deductible vehicle donation. Find out how you can make a difference in the life of a United States veteran. Call 800-209-6495. For 24-hour response, call 800-209-6495. 800-209-6495. That's 800-209-6495.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to bring Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, in first. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Good morning, Mr. Watchdog. Chris Markowski, how are you?
Good morning.
Alright, I want to start with something real simple here. And that is, we were talking about this off air, about the looter mobs that showed up in down in Philadelphia last night and just absolutely tore through and plundered a bunch of stores, just looted the hell out of them.
Well, again, this has been consistent. I mean, when the first time I've ever seen this in all my career, where you've got companies actually, you know, they actually came up a word for it. They call it shrinkage. In their annual reports in regards to, you know, what's taking place. Yesterday, Target announced the shutting down of major stores in Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, New York, and San Francisco. I think there was a bunch of them. I can't remember all of them, but there's I think like 11 stores. And the reasoning is just because of organized theft. And you know, the people steal. I mean, that's, you know, it's a problem nowadays. And again, there gets to a point in time where, okay, businesses can price those losses into the products and make us pay more for them. But once it gets too much, they can't raise the prices anymore. They're good at this. They have to, make a move. Now, again, part of the problem as well is the resale of these items. A lot of this stuff is stolen and it's, put up for sale on various different sites like an Amazon or eBay, and they're starting to crack down on that. But I don't know what to say. I don't know how these areas, quite frankly, are not being patrolled by police departments. They know that this is an epidemic around the country. Why wouldn't you have people there trying to protect these stores? Obviously, higher end stores, Lululemon and Apple. It's sad.
Well, I'll mention one other thing, then I'll turn it over to Kyle here. But Oakland, okay, the businesses in Oakland, about 200 of them to be exact, decided to go on strike and board up their businesses and just stop doing business over the rampant crime that's taking place there. So there's another city.
Well, again, that's cutting your nose off despite your face. I don't think that's going to work. And I read that story that so some stores couldn't afford to stay closed for too long, so they're shutting down for a couple hours. What you need to do is stop paying your taxes and stop paying your business fees to the city and say, listen, we're not going to do this anymore. Until you start actually, enforcing the rule of law. In my opinion, that's going to get a lot more play and attention than, shutting down for a day or a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Chris, we're talking about these businesses, but of course, one of the things businesses need, of course, are customers, and we've got U.S. consumer confidence going down to a four-month low, we understand. Home sales, of course, also seem to be faltering. Where does all this end? We're heading into the holiday season. People are already strapped. Interest rates are going to stay high for the foreseeable future. Where are we going into next year, do you think?
I think that we've been, there's lots of different ways. I mean, certain people right now are saying that the Fed, taking a look at GDP, the economy is growing. I think we've been in my opinion, a recession for a very long period of time. I don't believe that when you see GDP numbers that are showing growth and that growth is driven by deficit spending and government spending, that it's real. To me, it's all a facade. It's fake. So, I've already seen, you can take a look around. You can do this yourself, be your own do-it-yourself economist, and see what's happening on the ground here in this country. And whether it be with manufacturing, whether it be with a myriad of different things that are going in reverse, not to mention you got credit card, default rates that are at the highest levels since the Great Recession, right? At the beginning of the Great Recession, over $1 trillion in credit card debt. People are hurting right now. There's no doubt about it.
Well, also, of course, one of the big news stories we're following, and this has to do with antitrust and it has to do with Amazon, the FTC, of course, is now saying that Amazon is illegally maintaining monopoly powers. This will take years to go, of course, through the courts, but also the government hasn't had much luck recently in these kind of antitrust, these kind of antitrust suits. What do you think?
No, Lena Khan is a disgrace. Again, another long line of Ivy Leaguers that, like to rule and dictate. These are people that can't build or create anything. Anybody disappointed out there with their Amazon service? I mean, for crying out loud, I'm a Prime member, okay, and I use it all the time, especially because I don't like going into certain stores anymore, because of theft and whatnot, where I've got to go finding people to unlock every item in a CVS or a Walgreens. I mean, I use it for things like, you know, vitamins and protein, and it's, you know, it's convenient, and, you know, they have various different prices, and it's delivered to your house oftentimes the same day. You know, how is this bad? You know, pretty much the FTC and antitrust legislation has always worked under the guise of whether or not it hurts, or better, whether it's good for the consumer or bad for the consumer. Can anybody explain to me how Amazon is bad for the consumer? I don't get it.
Well, Amazon, of course, single-handedly has transformed, it would seem, the whole landscape of retail, because, like you said, now you don't have to get in your car, drive somewhere, go into a store, whatever. They may not have something that you want in stock. This is all done from the convenience of your home or office. And also it means, too, that all that square footage is no longer needed by big retailers, generally speaking.
Well, yeah, it's changing the dynamic for retailers. And again, I think one of the smart things that I think retailers should do is, you know, almost incorporate, you know, is kind of a new concept where you don't have, you know, every different size there. You just have one item and, you know, of each size. And then you try it on. If it fits, then they can have it delivered to your house that day or have it delivered, you know, the next day. If that's the case, you have to deal with a lot of that loss and a lot of space that's involved. Yeah, the department stores, without a doubt, are waning. You know, they didn't spend so for a long period of time. But, you know, Amazon is the only one that does online retail. I mean, people still do like to go to stores and A-class properties. Malls that are A-class, that are higher end, are still holding up. They're still doing well. It's the lower end ones that are not. But, you know, for me, it's more or less just for, not that I don't mind going out and getting items here and there. I just like being annoyed by it because of the current climate in many of these stores. And that's the reality.
Yeah, and you might have, unfortunately, anytime you go out to some of these places, there's no guarantee you won't run into some kind of problem, right, that could happen that day. Because people always say, never thought it could happen here, and then something happens. That's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not worried. But, you know, everybody lives in a different place, and, it's different. I'm not worried about, that where I happen to reside. But, yeah, I mean, it's something to think about. It's just the convenience of the entire thing. For many people. And, I don't understand how, you know, Amazon is somehow bad for the consumer.
Well, it's pretty good when I can order something, get it 2 hours later, and the warehouse is right across the street from me.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back with him. And we'll be back tomorrow with him. We'll be back in a few minutes, right after this top of the hour break with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.